From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump and his wife are in Britain following the NATO summit in Brussels. Later today, they go to Prime Minister Theresa May's country home near Oxford. Then later in the day, they'll have tea with Queen Elizabeth at Windsor Castle. More now from AP's Charles Dellas in London.
Trump and his wife Melania are not expected to make waves during the visit with the 92-year-old monarch. Elizabeth has met every American president since Dwight Eisenhower, with the exception of Lyndon Johnson, who never visited Britain while in office. Advice will be freely available on the rules of etiquette for encounters with the Queen, such as don't get too affectionate. The monarch doesn't expect to be hugged or kissed by guests. In a meeting like this, etiquette requires Trump to wait until the Queen offers her hand, then to shake it politely and move on. But the President nor the First Lady will need to bow or curtsy when they meet Elizabeth. That's not required for a head of state. Charles de Ledesma, London.
On Monday, President Trump will be holding a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki. President Trump says he's received a very nice note from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that praises the efforts by Mr. Trump to improve relations between the two countries and implement a joint statement signed by the leaders at their Singapore summit in June. This follows U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's meeting last week in Pyongyang regarding the North's nuclear program, where afterwards Korean state media described the talks with Pompeo as regrettable. An explosion rocked a chemical factory in Cairo's airport late Thursday, prompting firefighters, ambulances to rush to the scene. Local media reported several injuries, but no deaths were reported. This is VOA News. Syrian government has raised the national flag over areas of Deraa city that have been in rebel hands for years. It is being seen as a major victory for President Bashar al-Assad in the birthplace of the revolt against his rule. Meantime, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meeting in Moscow this week with Russian President Vladimir Putin for talks believed to have focused on Iran's presence in Syria. Trinity University scholar David Lesh says it's only natural for Israel to forge closer ties with Russia on this issue.
And so Russia is being acknowledged clearly as the main power broker in Syria. Is the go-to country in terms of trying to settle this down. And Russia is playing the role the U.S. used to play, actually, in the region, in that it has relationships with parties to the conflict or potential conflict, in this case, the Syrian government, Iran, and Israel.
Prime Minister Netanyahu's visit to Moscow coincided with the downing of a Syrian drone after entering Israeli airspace. Israel responded with strikes against three Syrian positions. Embattled U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation official Peter Strzok has appeared before Congress, rejecting Republican criticisms that a series of text messages he exchanged with FBI lawyer Lisa Page during the 2016 presidential campaign were evidence of bias against President Trump. AP's Ed Donahue reporting.
Strzok was involved in investigations involving Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
Here you are before you've interviewed a single solitary witness saying F Trump.
Oversight Committee Chair Trey Gowdy says the text went into the start of the Russia investigation.
Do you remember how long it took for you to start talking about impeachment after Bob Mueller was appointed?
I don't, sir.
One day.
Peter Strzok says his views don't reflect his work.
At no time in any of these texts did those personal beliefs ever enter into the realm of any action I took.
And he says the fact that he could get away with what the GOP alleges
deeply corrodes what the FBI is in American society, the effectiveness of their mission, and it is deeply destructive.
Strzok says the Russia investigation is not a witch hunt. It is not a hoax. Ed Donahue, Washington.
UN Security Council set to vote today on a resolution that would impose an arms embargo on South Sudan and sanctions against the current deputy defense chief and former army chief. U.S.-sponsored resolution reportedly expresses concern at the failure of South Sudan's leaders to end hostilities. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.